Research paper, Diabetic ED Treatment by Treating Psychosocial Factors, presented at the conference, Proceedings of the 23rd Annual Fall Scientific Meeting of SMSNA, 23rd ISSM Scientific Meeting held in Miami, USA in 2023. Title, Diabetic ED Treatment by Treating Psychosocial Factors. Introduction, ED is either predominantly psychogenic or predominantly organic. Psychosocial factor prevalence in diabetic ED varies in different cultures and societies. Psychosocial factor is quite prevalent in Pakistan. For example, in Pakistani national language, Urdu, ED is named Namardi, meaning that he is not a man, so ED has a lot of psychosocial effect on a patient and treatment of this factor is significant in restoring normal sexual functions. Objective: the aim of this study is to find the outcome by treating psychosocial factors in diabetic ED patients by sex therapy, counseling, and psychotropic drugs supported by good glycemic control and methylcobalamin. Methods: 74 patients of diabetic ED were treated at Nasim Fertility Center during September 2020-January 2021, aging from 42 years to 62 years. Duration of diabetes was from 3 to 24 years. Diagnostic workup included detailed medical and sexual history. HbA1c, testosterone and prolactin level were documented. These patients were treated on weekly basis for 10 weeks by sex therapy and counseling. Minimum effective doses of SSRIs, benzodiazepines, yohimbine and IM testosterone were also prescribed. PDE5 inhibitors were also prescribed as per requirement. Patients were also advised a healthy change in lifestyle, good glycemic control and regular sexual activity. Results: patients were divided in three groups depending upon the presenting complaints. A 36 out of 74 patients had presenting complaint of less erection and less time. By treatment mentioned above, normal sexual functions were restored in 30 patients, 83%, and 6 patients, 17%, needed PDE5 inhibitors. B 16 out of 74 patients had presenting complaint of using PDE5 inhibitors which was becoming less effective. By treatment mentioned above in 11 patients, 69%, natural sexual functions were restored and 5 patients, 31%, they had to use PDE5 inhibitors in less dose with better effects. C 22 out of 74 patients had presenting complaint that PDE5 inhibitors has become non-effective. In 6 patients, 27%, normal sexual functions were restored. In 12 patients, 55%, PDE5 inhibitors became effective. And in 4 patients, 18%, PDE5 inhibitors was still non-effective, so they were advised ID injection or vacuum constriction device. Conclusions: psychosocial factors in diabetic ED is quite prevalent in Pakistani society, and treating this psychosocial factor helps to restore natural normal sexual response or improve the efficacy of PDE5 inhibitors in less dose.